is necessary for my progress. We have to take that. We have to accept every event that this is the necessity. I am to pass this examination. If I do go back, then it is kept. Again I shall have to pass this examination. So whatever is come, tattinu kampan, it is His grace. Whatever in shape it may be, but it is His grace. It is necessary for me immediately, at this time. So I am to face this with a good heart and good, encouraging and sincere heart. Thinking the other side is conscious, he is not ignorant. I am in His relativity. Whatever step I am taking forward, I am in His relativity I am taking. He is there, all conscious, and I am less conscious, meager conscious. He is all love, and I am searching what is my case, what is my fortune. So I have come out to find Him. Not a stone, not an ignorant infinite, but a conscious and a loving and a merciful infinite. I am surrounded by Him. So why should I be dejected? Dejected. Because this has come to me, it is necessary for me, so it has come to me, according to my state. I am to face it courageously and faithfully. To face every circumstance faithfully. Sincerely. And not cowed down by any special interest. But universal interest. And that is my inner interest. We have to face every circumstance with that. Stand in front, face to face. Not that if you would be withdrawn, I will be saved. Not that. Then it will be kept by my future examination. Not that. His grace. It is necessary for me, for my progress of life. It is necessary. In this way we have to face. Then we can advance more and more. No avoidance. No spiritual avoidance. Gaur Hari Gaur, as a positive.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Real thank you. Gratitude to Him. We are all instruments playing in His hand. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari. Oh, this shows your integrity, your purity, your affinity, faithfulness to your Gurudev, that your heart seems to be dissatisfied, susceptible, that the order, the line about Guru Mahalas may not be covered, may not be disregarded. That earnestness in your heart, that is jewel. Valuable jewel is there. That you are eager, you are alert, that the Guru Mahalas may be extended by so many clouds, His grace and mercy may not be covered. You feel in your heart, that is your wealth. That is our wealth also, all of us. We should try to keep up and to be grateful to the wealth we have got from our Guru Maharaj. and to keep it with all alertness, that it may keep the spark within us, the spark of divine nectar, drop of divine nectar. We may keep intact in our hearts, and we, all our wishes, desires, activities may be controlled for the interest of that drop, that spark. Ekamappa kharam jastu guru shishin vire prasibhyang nasti tadrabhang jadratta su arini bhavit. Only through one word the guru gives something to the heart of the disciple. And the earth, the universe cannot produce so much wealth that can purchase that only one drop. Mm-hmm. That can be equal as value to purchase that one drop. It is so valuable. And with that divinity we must try to keep out the valuable drop of instruction which he has extended in our heart. We must be faithful to that instruction, that principle. Gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol, gaur hari bol. Vidai. We must not be aggrieved, because whatever happens cannot go outside his will. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. On the other hand, we have to be adjusted. We must learn to be adjusted what is inevitable. What is happening, it is backed by his will, and we shall try to take lead from all sorts of complaints that are arising from us. That is the fullest adjustment of the highest section of devotion. They can adjust with everything. But in Madhyamadhikar, there is some complaint, oh, this is good, this is bad. My guru, and that will be spread. This is in Madhyamadhikar. And he sees that this is good, this is bad. God, non-God. God, non-God. But when fully established in Nirguna, there is no such complaint. Everywhere you can trace the will and the meaning of his leela, fully adjusted. In the middle way, of course, we shall have some complaint. But at the same time, to solace our own progressive dissatisfied mind, that the final adjustment is to adjust with everything what that happens comes to us. Paradukha dukhi. Vaishnava, a real Vaishnava has got no dissatisfaction for his own, but they have got some sort of sorrow, pain for the trouble of others. Paradukha dukhi. Now, your section has got this pain, that we, of course, have got little grace from Swami Maharaj direct. But others in the posterity, they are going to be deceived. And that is your dissatisfaction. Why should we not walk smoothly in the line of Swami Maharaj? The trouble is there. Paradukha dukhi. And as for your own, that we have got some clue we can go on. We can do with the help of that. But the others are being deceived. They are not getting the thing exactly what we got. There, the paradukkha-dukkhi. Dash Goswami says about Sanatana Goswami. Vairagya-yuk bhakti-rasam pajatnai rapayan mam anubhivchumandham Vairagya-yuk bhakti-rasam pajatnai rapayan mam anubhivchumandham kripam bodhes japaradukkha-dukkhi Sanatanam tam prahuma swayami. Not for his concern, but his concern is that others are being deceived to receive the same thing what I have got. Paradukha dukhi is a qualification of Vaishnava. Gaur hari gaur, gaur hari gaur, gaur hari gaur. Nidahi gaur hari gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
May I take permission of your leave, Maharaj?
Yes, yes.
I think I have to face my...
Riddhi Kitta Haringe Haat Parbhaje. In your heart, with Hari and the Guru. Yeah, you may take leave. I took it to Prasad Nirana, Harijaranachana. I took it to Prasad Atri Prabhu. Yeah, yeah, the Papanis.
Even Harijan Prabhu asked.
Harijan, I took it to Dharam. So they are caught up by the.
How much
is
not a dosh,
Maharaj? Not a dosh. Hari Krishna. Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur.
To dekhi ashi
ho. You have not taken anything? Any breakfast? No. No.
We have all taken.
Some. All?
Yes. Some have taken. Some have
taken.
Most have taken.
Krishna, Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur.
Would you like to rest, Maharaj?
Huh?
Would you like to retire?
Huh?
Do you like to retire, to rest now?
My health is not going well. Still, I have got some wound from the door. Yes. And the whole night I got some pain, felt some pain. There. Old age. Power of resistance diminished. Hare Krishna. So, should we retire today?
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone will know. So this hooding of Nyaneshwar Maharaj, Bhagavan Maharaj, produced in chanting. The roaring was converted into chanting, song.
Roaring was converted into chanting. Roaring.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. Anyhow, hopeful news. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai. We're more accommodating. They are all members of GBC, is it not?
Yes.
Gopal Krishna, and Ramadhar, and then there's Panchad Dravida. He's also GBC.
Yes.
Sort of Damodar also GBC.
Yes. The principal.
Only Praman Swami, he's accepted provisionally. He's not GBC.
Their principle that they're applying, as they've taken, is that GBC may be nominated as Acharya, and with a three-quarters vote, he may be accepted.
Three?
Three-quarters.
Three-fourths.
Three-fourths.
Yes, okay. Majority three-fourths, he may be accepted.
You know the word, Maharaj?
Who?
The nominated Acharya.
Three-fourths by three-fourths majority.
Yes.
There are 22, 16 should be voted in favor.
16?
16 out of 22
should vote favor.
16, 22. The three-fourth majority they have got.
Yes.
Is it? Or something. What about the sannyas of that gentleman, that Vipramukha?
It is been taken sannyas.
It has taken sannyas?
Not yet, in Om Purnim.
About Purnim.
With 50 more devotees, 15 or 20 more.
20 more.
Yes.
From different acharya.
From different, yes.
Hare Krishna. Lord, Hari Lord, Lord, Hari Lord. He's on the road. One GBC has resigned that Hari Kesava or Adi Kesava.
Adi Kesava.
Adi Kesava. Then in his place, some.
The GBC from Australia, he has gone to New York in his place.
But not anyone appointed as new GBC, new man appointed to fill up.
Is not
less?
That I know.
So the number of GBC is less by one.
Also they want to extend, Maharaj, they want to extend the GBC members. There are some proposals like Tripurari Swami, Giridas Swami, and there are seven more proposals, but it's not been decided yet anything.
এখানে কে আছেন আমাদের মদন মোহনার মদন মোহনার বাবু আছেন হরিচরণকে একটু ডাকতে হবে হরিচরণ ওই তাহলে দিনু ও বাড়িতে এখন কোন মিস্ত্রি না পাঠায় আনুকূল্য সংকল্প প্রাতিকূল্য বিসর্জন দিজ আর উইদিন দ্যাট heading Anugullasa. But this is not one with Haribhajan. This is favorable or unfavorable adjustment towards our divine realization. The body, the administration, they are not itself realization. But this may help or may not help our realization. This should be seen from that angle of vision. The favorable adjustment and non-favorable adjustment. But actually, our divine realization does not depend on these arrangements actually. That is something else. That is rather our connection with the infinite possibility and not any limitation. We shall must be open to anything and everything. That is Vaikuntha. Kuntha, no measurement, no limitation, no concern with it, no relativity of with limitation. Limitation. But they may be considered as favorable or unfavorable. So much valuation we can attach to that. This sort of adjustment in this mundane world. But bhajan means our self-surrendering. The infinite consciousness must live in the midst of infinite, under the sky. Always we must be under the sky, unlimited. Krishna Ichha, any desire, any movement, any suggestion may come anywhere, anytime to us, to obey. Such preparedness, we shall stand face to face with the infinite will, infinite will, and expecting that everything comes from him, that is the necessity, and that is the beauty, and that is our destination. Face to face. Individually or collectively. Collectively. Whether I am taking Harinam or preaching, everything may be mundane, may be formal, and everything may have its infinite characteristics. Every moment, every step. Only we shall be conscious of our environment in such a way. We are living in the eternity, not any mundane rules, platform, country, province. They are all relative. Relative. This is not the. Another relative word is there. Our Guru Maharaj has written relative worlds, one book. In Bengali, Paratantra Jagat Jagaddhaya. Two kinds of worlds, self-centered and God-centered. It is relative, that is also relative. But that is God center and this is Sun center. It's Maya and Jara Vilas and the Chit Vilas. The controlling cause there, the satisfaction of Krishna, and here the satisfaction of the sensual persons. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur Hari. A particular action, maybe bhajan, maybe devotion to someone, and maybe enjoyment to another one. Only the attitude is concerned. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, 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 Gaur Hari Gaur. Purity depends upon surrender, degree of surrender. Surrender to the highest God, blind God. Surrender to Narayana, surrender to Ramchandra, Dharapesh, Mathuresh, Vrijendananda, in this way. More and more. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Whether we are taking them or ordinarily, we may be saying, engaged in any sort of activity, but our attitude, our object, internal object, that will decide what is what. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, go, go, go. Love and devotion. It may be in the form of love externally, or in the form of rapture also, externally. But internal adjustment is, should be considered. That is all important. That is all. We have to understand. We have to follow how it is then. Go with you, go with you. So it does not depend on the environment, on the dealings of others. Hare Krishna. Ahituki apatihata. None but my own ego. I am my greatest enemy, I am my greatest friend or enemy. Really in me. No force outside can check if I am right. That may enhance. Of course, for a beginner, some concern. But otherwise, that is also the nature of, it will depend on the nature of Sukriti. Nahi kallana kutkaschit durgatiṁ tāto gacchati, assurance. I am there. I am there to look after any unfavorable consideration of any one. I am omniscient. I am omniscient, I am omnipotent also. So, if anyone is directed towards me, I look after him. And it is also sin in history, Dhruva Prahlad and so many other cases. Nahi kalyan kit kaschit durgatin dhatu gacchati. Dhatu gacchati. So apprehension has got a limitation, and that comes to improve our position. People can take it in that way. Everything comes to help us. Tattinu kampang susamikkumana. That is most hopeful. Suggestion to us in all shapes of life. Tattinu nahi kalyanu kutkashti, from inside and from outside. Tattinu kampang susamikkumana gunjapilvat. Blame yourself and none else. Take this attitude. That is the perfect adjustment. Blame yourself for your past activity. Don't waste your energy to blame others, to throw mud on the face of others. The energy is only being wasted thereby. Concentrate whole of your energy in this side. That the blame to you and to appreciation for the Lord. His anukampa, His grace, and we are taking it as undesirable because it does not suit my present test. Yes? The medicine may not be tasteful to a patient. A diet also not be always tasteful to a patient, but it is conducive to health, wholesome. This is the highest type of regulation of this heart. If you can take benefit of this law, in no time you will have a very good position. Taktinu kampang susamikkumam. Not only to blame the circumstances, but to appreciate. That is He at the back. My best friend, He is at the back of everything. Everything is passing through His eyes, attentive eyes. There cannot be anything, any defect in that. Only even Radharan, she also says, not to blame for this long separation with Krishna. It is only the outcome, the coming out of my fate. He is not to be blamed for this at all, though outwardly it is sin by admitting that all He has left us clearly, but she is not prepared to put the blame on the side of Krishna. Never. Wrong can be found there. There must be something wrong in me which has come out in such form. The competition between the groups in the service, that is also harmonized in this way in Radharani, Kavya's most important part. Radharani says that not that he does not like other party to serve Krishna in a competition with her, but our idea is that they cannot satisfy Krishna well. This is to note, to be noted carefully. Their higher attitude is that they cannot give proper satisfaction to Krishna, so she cannot like them. That is her. That is her contention. If they could serve Krishna well, satisfy him well, I have no complaint. Let them do. But they can't do, but still the aggressor, as aggressor they come to serve. That's the difference. That's the difference. Kaviraj Goswami here cites an example. Kushchivi pri ramani pati prata shiromani pati lagi kaila deshya seva. There is a historical reference from Puran. There is one chaste wife whose husband was a leper. She tried her best to serve him. One day she took her husband to the some holy river, perhaps on the Ganges they lived. And there the husband, he also bathed her husband. But there's one prostitute by name Lokso Hira, 1 lakh diamond ray, that luster. You know, that prostitute went to take bath on the Ganges or some holy river, I don't remember. And the Brahmin, there's Brahmins. The leper Brahmins, he felt some charm for that prostitute. Anyhow, he was taken back home, and the chaste wife detected some dissatisfaction, some reaction in her husband. He asked, he inquired, why are you, you seem to be unhappy? The husband told, I felt some attraction for that, for the beauty of that prostitute. I can't take my mind off. Oh, you want her? Yes. I shall try. Then that lady, she was a Brahmin, but still, every day morning she used to go to the house of that prostitute. She was a rich lady, and she used to do the works of maid servants there. Without any remuneration. And very, very she did the duty of the maid servant there and very scrutinizing it. So that it attracted the attention of the mistress, who cleans these areas and do these things so beautifully. And by inquiring, she came to know that one Brahmin lady, she comes and every morning she does all these things. We try to oppose, but she does not hear. Why she he or she wants to meet you. All right. Tomorrow, you're going to take heart to me. And then, next morning, when she was taken to that first year, that learning lady, she expressed Marina's motive, that my husband is so-and-so, and he is much attracted towards you. And it is my desire that you may satisfy him. It is my lookout at his religious life, that how he will be satisfied. But this is his aspiration, and I like to see him satisfied. Then the lady could understand that the prostitute, yes, tomorrow, take him, I invite you both to take food in my house tomorrow. That was intimated to the Brahmin, and they came. Of course, there was arrangement for the Brahmin cooks, etc., for many things. Two dishes were served. One, some prasadam, Bhagavat prasadam, in a plant and leaf, Ganges water into Ardhan pot, all vegetarian fruits, etc. Next side, veggie side, in a golden and silver pots, so many mixed and rich dishes were served, and a good asan, all these things. One sattvic, another rajasic, tamasic. Then she, with folded palms, invited the Brahmins and asked, this is Bhagavat prasadam, in such and such way, and that is the rich dish, prepared in such and such way. Whatever you like, you may take as at your sweet will. Anyhow, the leopard Brahmin, he had the choice of the prasadam, and he accepted that, and he took, began to take. Then that prostitute, after he has finished his prasad taking, your wife is like this prasadam pratik, and this is rajasik, meat, rich dishes, gold, silver, all these things. Yes, this is mine. I am so and so, and your wife is purest of the pure heart, right? Then why, when your taste is for this sattika, the Bhagavad Prasad, purity, and externally that is very gorgeous, but internally very impure, filthy, why have you come here? Then the Brahmin came to senses, and yes, I am wrong. God has taught me through you that fleeting desires ended no more now. I am satisfied. You are my teacher in the spiritual line, in this way. Kaviraj Goswami has quoted this in Chaitanya Charitamrita.